is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of March 4th and News on the Edge. First of all, thank you to all of our cleanup crew that came out, the volunteers that came out this latest weekend to help us clean up the edge. It was amazing. We had 54 people come out from 8 to 10 a.m. on March 2nd. Keep Pinellas Beautiful is our partner, and so they give us all of the pickers and vests and gloves, and Suncoast Credit Union supplied donuts and coffee in our host location, and it was just amazing. So great to see so many people come out and just beautify the district. So thank you to everyone, and for those of you that heard about that on Radio St. Pete, thank you for that. And our next one's going to be in June. Don't know the exact date yet, but keep an ear out. Certainly as far as events coming up, this coming weekend is Grand Prix weekend, so it's going to be a very, very busy time in St. Pete. I know a lot of folks like to go down to that area and participate, and I do know some folks are like, nope, I don't want to go to that area. It's hard to get around, so if you're thinking of another area of town to be in during the Grand Prix weekend, certainly consider coming over to the Edge Business District. We have the Cirque Bazaar, so Cirque du Soleil show in the Tropicana parking lot. They've got a massive tent set up, so you can come and park, go right to the show, and that's running through March 24th. I've talked to many folks that have gone to that, and it's amazing, and it gives you a chance to come over to the Edge and have something to eat, drink, shop, so it makes for a nice evening. Also, this week, March 6th, which is a Wednesday, Grassroots has a Bandingo, so it's bingo with music, so you get to hear music and check that off on your bingo card. What a fun way to have a group together and win some prizes. So check that out for at Grassroots on March 6th. The Mezzo Market, so coming up this weekend on March 9th, the Mezzo Market is over 125 local makers, and that's on Baum Avenue and 11th Street. And I always tell folks, come and see all those great artists, makers, products, and visit the brick and mortars in the district as well. Coming soon, Ray's opening day, March 28th. That always sells out. So that's a Thursday with 4:10 first pitch. The district will be buzzing that day. And also March Madness. I'm a big basketball fan, college basketball. So March 19th is when the Madness starts, and that goes for a couple of weeks. And Ferg Sports Bar, there's no better place. You can literally catch every game. There's so many TVs there. So bring your friends, family, and come check that out. So that's a lot of the upcoming events in the Edge District. And if you're not familiar with where we're at, it's the roundabout that's on Central Avenue with the large Starburst sculpture. And we go from 16th Street to 9th Street, also known as MLK, and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue, right down the spine of Central Avenue. Come check us out. Our Get Hungry segment this week is, I've got a sweet tooth today, so we're going to talk about Get Hungry, the sweet tooth edition. Cecilia's Sweets, one of the coolest places to come and grab handmade single batch ice cream that's made by a local couple. They also have shaved snow, so that's much different than shaved ice. It's actually a block of ice that's infused with flavoring, and then they shave it into a really, really fine dessert that's almost, I call it like a cool cake almost. And then they've got all sorts of fresh fruit that's included with it and drizzles, and it's amazing. So that, and they've got freeze-dried candy now too. So all whatever kind of tooth you're whatever kind of sweet tooth you've got, something at Cecilia's can help you out with that. I just recently learned that Bavaro's has homemade tiramisu. So I always have a great meal at Bavaro's, and I'm typically too full for dessert. But what I'm thinking about this week is just getting the dessert so that I have room for it. And my guests did have a tiramisu this week, and they finished everything but the last forkful because they were trying to be good stewards of the weight scale at home. But it looked fantastic. If you want a sweet tooth for a coffee or a sip, try Intermezzo and Grassroots. They have wonderful coffees, teas, and other sippable items that you can get as sweet as you want. Also, talking about sweets with maybe a little bit of alcohol in them, Green Bench has some of its meads and ciders and other guest bottles that plums, cherries, and berries are just some of the, and apricots and all of these really fantastic fruits that are made into these drinkables at Green Bench. So check them out. And they've got Green Bench and Webb's City Cellar. So two buildings over there. Last but not least, we've got a couple of edibles. So Pizza Box has Becky's Dessert Pizza. And I have to tell you, I have not had that either because I was too full from regular. But it's honey whipped peanut butter mascarpone with berry coolis and powdered sugar dust. Oh my God, the size of a pizza. So definitely have multiple people help you with that. Or over at Hawker's, they have their donuts and banana spring rolls. So I have not tried those yet, but I've got to because it's deep fried with spiced honey and Nutter Butter crumbles served with vanilla ice cream, fresh berries, peanut butter, and raspberry sauce. Oh my God. Again, I'm going to be crushing my calories this week in a really fun way. Last but not least, we want to talk about doing good this week for the Edge District. So it is that time of year where the spring galas have all been announced and are happening. So three of our favorite local charities that also are members of the Edge Association, Daystar Life. So Daystar Life Center, go to daystarlife.org. March 23rd, they've got their Empty Bowls event. These are beautiful bowls that are handcrafted by local artists. They're filled with soup, and then you get to have that beautiful soup, meet some people that are trying to help a great organization, and you get to take the bowl home with you. Also, Creative Clay. So if you don't know about Creative Clay, they help folks with developmental challenges, feel more included in society, and it's just a wonderful organization. CreativeClay.org. And April 19th is their Spring for the Arts annual event, and there's a lot of art, a lot of people that are helping with that community. Check them out. It's fantastic. CASA, last but not least, CASAPinellas.org. Their annual gala is April 20th, so the Spring for the Arts is on Friday. You can make a weekend of it. April 20th is Saturday, and that's their Nautical Nights Gala. So CASA, one of the greatest organizations we have locally helping fight domestic violence. Their Family Justice Center is open now. So again, what a better way to spend an evening or a weekend than buying a ticket to one of these fabulous events and meeting other like-minded people and having a good time. So edgedistrict.org to find out more about what we're doing. Have a fantastic week.